it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into CHGO Tavern Style. I'm Sean Anderson of CHGO White Sox.
And I'm Luke Stuckmar, CHGO Cubs.
CHGO Tavern Style is presented by Salerno's Pizza. Head over to the Grand Ave location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. Luke, we're going to be able to put down our baseball differences.
That's good.
White Sox or Cubs. We don't have to talk about maybe Michael Kopech going to the north side. I know Cody and Ryan just filled that up on your Cubs podcast. Let's talk about what, you know.
What's really happening in sports right now.
What's really happening in sports right now.
Playoffs.
NBA playoffs. NBA or NHL playoffs. Which one is a better product?
Ooh, okay. Obviously, you grew up in this town and Jordan's here. NBA playoffs are king.
If you're of a certain age.
That's right. Okay,
I own a
That's
Wizard.
A shot. That's
I
a
own
shot.
A Wizards jersey of Michael Jordan. So
I've always been a fan of the NBA playoffs because the lead can change five times in 30 seconds. So the winner of whatever game you're watching, that can go back and forth because there's so many timeouts. So Jordan can hit a shot and Karl Malone can hit a shot. Then Jordan can hit a shot and Karl and it can go back and forth. And just when you think you've won the game, something spectacular happens. That's why I love the NBA playoffs. I will admit that the NHL, the way they have it set up where it just keeps going and it's whoever scores first, the anticipation of that is almost as good as the back and forth for me. Almost. But it's closer than it's ever been in my heart. Now, it's just a personal decision.
Here's my issue, and it's maybe something I should put behind me because I'm now a grown adult and I work in sports, so this doesn't affect me and I don't have a bedtime any longer. But when I was growing up and in high school and I was still a freshman and, you know, I was like, oh, Mom, I want to stay up and watch the Blackhawks game and they're playing in San Jose, so it's already a 9:30 start and then it's going to two overtimes and it's 2 a.m. I just feel bad for my mom who's going to be up at like 6 a.m. and then has to deal with a cranky teenager. You know, like, and then I get Irish guilted into it. So it's just a whole issue that I have with hockey. With NBA, you know, it's pretty much just game over. And even if they go to overtime, it's like, what, a 10-minute period? It's usually not too prolonged. There's not those dragged out moments and you get true punctuation. I think of the D Rose shot in 2015 against the Cavs. And then he goes over to the arms of the bench and just has that blank stare. Like the NBA makes stars. The NHL, Brian Bickle can end a game. So I don't think it's
he
really
can, but you can also have three overtimes and you're just sitting there all night and you're like, I can't leave this spot because in 3 seconds it could all be over. I can't move, and it could all be over. It's really tough. I will say this. Another thing, like in this city and in most cities, people remembered the Jordan flu game, which was amazing. He played this game high level, greatest level, and he's playing with the flu. The NHL, what some of these players go through to play in their game six or game seven, Duncan Keith was walking around with no teeth in his mouth. Imagine getting in. We watch a lot of baseball. A guy gets hit with a baseball in a baseball game. He could be out all season. Mm-hmm. This guy was hit in the face with a 90-some mile-an-hour piece of frozen rubber, and he was back in the game playing.
But you don't need your teeth to hold a hockey stick.
But how is he not just, like, so concussed that he couldn't even stand?
That's fair. Drugs.
It hit him straight in the mouth.
Lubrication in the back.
The answer is they're both great. And the real answer is we need both of them to be great in this city again.
Yes.
So you can go every other night. Hawks game, Black Hawks game, Bulls game. Hawks game, Bulls game.
And you can do it at Salerno. Salerno's on tap over at 1201 West Grand Ave in Chicago's West Town. You can enjoy their tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers, whether you're headed to the game or watching the NHL or NBA playoffs on their big-screen TVs or watching from home. Salerno's has you covered. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Mention CHGO and get half off your pizza. 50% off when you mention CHGO. I think the thing, though, with the NBA is it makes true stars. You're seeing this right now with New York and Stevenson alum Jalen Brunson. Shout out Chicago. He, right now, scoring 40 points pretty much every single game for New York, is making him a New York legend. And you talk about Michael Jordan, you have the flu game, you have so many different iterations, whether it's 92, 93, 96, 97, whatever, of Michael Jordan having some game where he is Superman. And I think that just builds up legends a lot more than the NHL can. Like, I don't really think, even with the greats like Gretzky and Lemieux, I think Lemieux scored like a point and a half per playoff game he played in. Like, I don't hear that much about Mario's, you know, Supermanness. I guess it really did when he would, you know, had cancer. But like, outside of that, like, you know, and there's more legends in the NBA.
I also think that it's interesting to watch. I think some people believe that the NBA is in a downswing this year because Steph Curry's out, LeBron is out, Giannis is out. Some of the biggest names and stars are out. And I would argue that Edwards has been exciting to watch and Brunson has been exciting to watch. For me, the playoffs haven't been any less exciting because LeBron's not in it and Giannis isn't in it. As long as that next wave of great young players is going to fill that void.
Absolutely.
And I think they have.
It really shows in his game, and I'm excited to watch him. And I think, again, like, you know those true stars. I can't really name a true star in the NHL playoffs right now. I'm not going to try to flex any muscle. I know Tampa's out, so I can't name Steven Stamkos. I think the Maple Leafs are out, right? So I can't name.
Yeah, Florida's playing, and Tkachuk's a really great player, and he played last year with all kinds of broken bones in his body. Like I said,
Jonathan Huberdeau still a Panther.
There's no right answer to it. It's a personal preference. I happen to love both of them, even if the Bulls and Blackhawks aren't in it. I love it, but it would be better if the Bulls and Blackhawks were in it. If it was Bedard and hopefully the next great Bulls player.
Yeah, right. You can't name that.
Well,
one.
I mean, maybe it's Kobe White. Maybe it's somebody they draft this year.
I mean, Kobe even had that moment in the play-in game. I think, you know,
that's right.
You know, Kobe showed in that first game, you know, that he had a star in his own right. Anyways, that's Luke Stuckmeyer of CHGO Cubs. I'm Sean Anderson of CHGO White Sox. Thank you for watching CHGO Tavern Style, presented by Salerno's Pizza.
We all silly like the mayor.